Chips at the moment, so they'd be the one to watch.
Yeah, you do. I mean, if you look at the
Sit there and wait for the hands, wait for the position, take advantage without
several walks, quite
the luck anyway.
Stick hold.
should be contained.
Some poor dude just had his aces cracked by 5-6 off. Now he is smashing up his laptop. Maybe he should have signed up to eatmystack.co.uk and posted in the BBV section. Visit eatmystack.co.uk to ease the pain. Baz finished third in PokerStars World Championship of Online Poker Event 1 and won over $87,000, of which over $50,000 was paid out to his backers. He won Full Tilt Online Poker Series Event 4 for over $48,000, returning over $20,000 to his backers. Are you a winning player and looking for backers to help you move up to the next level? Or perhaps you simply want to buy a piece of the action? Stakershark.com, the UK's top poker staking community. You're listening to the Eat My Stack Poker Podcast, brought to you by the eatmystack.co.uk Poker Forum.
Here we are with Mr. Scott Strubby, Graham, my bestest mate from Aberdeen. Did this program again today on the Came second in the second go charge at Virgin Poker Festival. Then we had the Luke Cameron. Did himself really well, did really well, I thought. Bought through from 10-6 in, you know, winning that yesterday, playing through the final table today. Being second, very well played. So, yeah, did you, what was the killer for you? Got you out of it.
Come on, man, was when the other guy pushed in Queen 7. I woke up, I woke at 6s. I just went to called. 14 down with the Queen in it. I was a little bit back, I managed to get him away back in. I think it was only about maybe 10,000 chips in it. When I woke up with 10 jacks to it, I pushed on in. I woke up with kings. There was a queen in the flop, a jack in the flop. Maybe there was a gut shot on this flop as well, but I missed all my outs. And that was it, basically.
You played well, I thought, all the way through. In on the final table, he was a lucky crowd. That's the way it goes. We just seem to be being the bridesmaid. I have heard some good news from the Terminator tournament, but we'll keep that until we get the man over himself. But to get on in the main event.
Main event, there was short stack most of the way through. I guess I'm not just popping lines the whole weekend. Last time I went down on, I was going to see Rokash's table. She put in just over a min raise. I thought she was alright. I was in a big blind. I pushed all in with King Jack. She called me ace line to it. I never got up from it. So, I enjoyed the weekend, and a cracking weekend. I think I played some really good poker, especially today in the SDQ final.
well, but I'm lucky with you got it. I think the other guy in Wheaties for that is 784. Supplementing to be like 400, I think, at the time. And then I tried a couple of deals for Wheaties, so I thought, fair enough, just let it go. And then I got to a guy raised 500, I think it was 500. A guy raised under the gun. $4,000 small wine at ACR. So he had about, I think he needs about 50,000. He had like, maybe like 200 behind him, so I made it 160 something, I think. But then I fought it, and he fought for like, must have been 5 minutes, he fought for. And he went all out, so I called. He had 60 stage jack, fought 6. I think it was half the turn. So that was that, with me short stacks. And then, went round a couple of times, I pushed to ace 10, and the guy to my left woke up with that, he isolated, and then I saw that, and I was like, just happens, I mean, I don't think I did anything wrong, so, I don't know.
You were having fun up to the final time, and you were quite happy, it was just, you did everything right, I thought you were playing it brilliantly, and I thought that in the final time you had about a third of the chips you play, and I thought, well, he's just going to be able to keep walking about like an MMA. Just like average, you didn't hit a card as soon as you hit the final table, you should have made the final table the last time. Because that's somebody died in that set, because you never had any luck whatsoever. And to be honest, the guy that was to your left, who was very weak when he came in, didn't play him. I thought he played too many times.
Escape racing the wings.
You're listening to the Eat My Stack Poker Podcast, brought to you by the eatmystack.co.uk Poker Forum. At pokerfreerollworld.com, all our games are free. That's right, 100% free. No need to deposit, so you can play risk-free. Only free poker at pokerfreerollworld.com. Sign up today at pokerfreerollworld.com. It's free.
I called the colour in the end because if I often think out a lot, I get the eight and
you go another one. You can have